And now it's time for The Money Coach, where we check in with our personal finance guru, Alvin Hall. It almost goes without saying, the two top reasons most couples argue are money and sex. Well, we can't help you with one of those, but we can try to help you with the money part. And in honor of Valentine's Day, we're going to talk to Alvin about how couples can practice sound money management and keep the financial peace. Alvin joins us from our New York bureau. Welcome, Alvin.
Happy Valentine's Day to you.
Well, thank you. Alvin, why do you think money is such a source of friction between couples? You figure that people are attracted to people with whom they share similar values, right?
No. It all
In a
starts
word,
out
no.
Exactly. It all starts out being pure sexual attraction, really. You're really turned on by that person, and you then translate that into other aspects of your life.
No, I just wanted somebody who could build shelves.
That's all you wanted.
But go ahead.
And that plaid shirt was the thing that attracted you to them. No, you really start out with that basic attraction, and then people think that if you get along in bed, you're going to get along on all these other areas of your life, and it's not true. It's not true at all. Money is one of those things you need to talk about in some way early in the relationship.
I was going to ask you that. Is money something that you should bring up when the relationship becomes serious, or is there a series of smaller discussions that you should be having as soon as possible?
I think there's a series of smaller discussions. For example, I think it's interesting to ask somebody the question, what would you do if you won the lottery? Or, do you save regularly? I try to. Or, how do you pay off your credit card bills? Do you pay them off in full every month? Those sort of innocent little questions starts to give you a little picture of how the person manages their money. Then when it gets serious, that's when you need to sit down and make sure you're on the same page. Because if you have widely divergent money habits, it's going to kill the relationship no matter how good things are in bed.
It makes sense in theory, Alvin, to me, but I can also see where asking questions like, do you pay your credit card bills off every month, or kind of comes awfully close to kind of how much money do you have, which comes awfully close to feeling like you're being interviewed instead of dated.
Well, you don't say it like that. That's very good. No, you just say, you talk about yourself sometimes, and you contextualize it by saying, yeah, this is the time of month that I pay off my credit card bills, or this is the time of month that this happens. And you see what kind of response you get. So I think you put it in the context of a larger conversation. It only becomes the interview once it gets to be serious. Then that's when you say, we really need to make sure we're on the same page about these
things. And serious means what? Merging a household, when you're on the verge of merging a household?
Exactly.
And merging your finances. That's
absolutely
when that conversation really needs to happen. Okay, so
yes.
What are the questions that you should be asking each other? And what if you do find that you have very different styles?
Run. If you have very different styles, because almost always you're going to have to find some way to protect yourself. Sit down and talk about how you're going to approach your lives together, whether or not you're going to have separate accounts or joint accounts, or you have an account into which both of you contribute money. Decide which bills each of you are going to pay. For example, I have a friend, she and her husband splits everything 50-50. They both feel it's fair so that they feel they're contributing to their joint well-being so that one doesn't feel the other one is being taken advantage of. And it's lasted for 15 years this way. It works differently for different people. Another friend of mine who's in a long-term relationship, they divide it according to the percentage that each of them earns in the household. In this case, she earns substantially more. She earns about three times what he earns. And so she pays three-quarters of the bills. He pays one quarter. She owns three-quarters of the equity in the house. He owns a quarter of the equity in the house.
You know, one of the other things that happens when people are together for a long time is that their life circumstances change, and sometimes
yes.
how they feel about things change.
Yes.
Wondering, how often do you think people should try to have those kinds of conversations? Because when you get married, for example,
yes.
it is generally recommended. And I think, you know, most of the major religious groups who perform marriages
yes.
would expect that you would get some form of premarital counseling that in which these issues would be discussed, okay? But how often do you think that couples should be kind of having that money checkup or that money check-in?
I think they should have the check-in at least quarterly, because that's enough time for things to start bubbling up that you may be unaware of. And so quarterly, you get to pull yourself together again, talk about where you're going, analyze and assess where you are in terms of reaching your goals.
At what point do you recommend that people bring in an outside party to help discuss these issues?
I think that people should seek a counselor or a therapist when clearly someone is struggling with a problem that they do not want to take control of or cannot take control of. For example, compulsive shopping, spending all the time, gambling. Those things approach...
How about being cheap and mean?
Being cheap and mean is something that's very hard for people to get over if it's embedded in them. I think it's actually harder to correct that habit than it is to get somebody who is a spender to stop spending. Because if you're cheap and mean, it's some deep-seated fear that you have.
I think that's some good advice.
Good. I'm glad. I think money is tricky when you're in love. And I think everybody needs to talk about it. To quote my friend Richard Farnborough from London, he always says, Alvin, everything else in the relationship can be a little rocky, but you need to make sure that you're on the same page about three things. One, where you want the relationship to go. Two, how are you going to handle the money? And three, how are you going to raise the kids?
Well, on that note, happy Valentine's Day, Alvin.
Happy Valentine's Day to you. Big kiss.
Big kiss. Big box of chocolates for you.
Okay, thank you.
Alvin Hall is our financial expert. He joined us from our bureau in New York. Alvin, thank you.
Thank you.